America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw with Freedom Advocates right here in Santa Cruz, and certainly, it's great to have somebody as dedicated and informed living in my community who's helping to get the word out. Now, if you look and see what's going on today, have you ever wondered why we're tearing down dams all across our country, which means we're not going to have the dams creating hydroelectricity, we're going to have more floods? Here in California, right at present time, why we have in the Central Valley of California one of the great food baskets of the world. The entire world only, it's a very dry food basket now because they've cut off water to most of the Central Valley because it's a three-inch smelt in the Delta, and so we're letting the water flow out to the ocean rather than let the farmers use it to water their crops, and the Central Valley, the food basket, is becoming increasingly dry and parched. We see programs all throughout the country that seem to be aimed at doing away with industry in this country. Certainly the cap and trade bill is an example. The whole idea, because of global warming, why we've got to make it extremely expensive, as far as industry is concerned, price of electricity will double or triple because of this, and more companies will move overseas and take their people with them, take their jobs with them, because they won't be able to afford to compete. Electricity, power, which is essential to industry, will become increasingly expensive, and so many of the things going on just don't make sense. Unless, of course, you understand Sustainable Development Agenda 21, which is the United Nations agenda for the 21st century, and nobody can talk about it better than Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you. You know, back to that water dynamic, that's all part of the World Bank's program, all part of the Sustainable Development Agenda 21. It's the World Bank's program that no human being consumes more than 10 gallons of water a day. Today in America, the average person uses 140 gallons per day. Well, this is the process of sustainability that is the constant subject of my attention, certainly on radios. So I'm going to today do something I haven't done in a while, and that's sort of give a Sustainable Development 101 analysis, because you can get caught on all of its fingers and lose the forest from the trees. And what's important is to start with a basic understanding of the philosophy and policy of sustainable development, because when you do, we begin to see how these thousand points of darkness that are descending upon all of us, how they can be so well orchestrated. If we understand the snake's head and we eliminate that, the concept of Agenda 21 being implemented in the United States into every county of the United States under a program of sustainable development, otherwise known as Agenda 21. Now, as you mentioned, I live in Santa Cruz County, California. Santa Cruz County was the original model Agenda 21 area. I even sat in on the local United Nations Agenda 21 committee, and my name appears in the local Agenda 21 document. I thought it was crazy and nonsensical. But after careful study, I have learned that many of the crazy policies are actually being implemented all over the globe using many different warm and fuzzy-sounding names, programs, and policies. I can guarantee you that wherever you are listening to this broadcast, your county has an Agenda 21 program that is being implemented. Now, it's important to understand that the issue is not a right versus left dynamic. Agenda 21 sets up a battle between Americans and globalists. The battle is between liberty and tyranny. Now, as your shows regularly can point out, there is certainly a spiritual essence to what is happening in America and around the world today. But its expression within a political economic movement are what is taking America down this very dangerous path. Now, that movement can only be defeated if we understand its threat. Now, the center of the war is over ideas concerning the political recognition of our unalienable rights, which include our right to life, liberty, and happiness, the pursuit of happiness, as expressed in the American Declaration of Independence. Now, when we ask the question, what is Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, and why is it important? Well, first, what is it? Agenda 21 is a document created at the United Nations and unleashed at the United Nations Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. 178 countries signed on, including the United States. Now, Agenda 21 serves as the guidebook for the implementation of sustainable development. Now, after careful study, one realizes that sustainable development is a code word for world government. We have a simple chart at our website, which is freedomadvocates.org, for those who want to become immediately more familiar with the warm and fuzzy buzzwords that work to disguise the dangerous policies behind sustainable development. You can find that listing by going to the advertised PowerPoint display on the home page. Now, sustainable development affects our homes, our property, our families, our neighborhoods, our schools, our finances, our health care, and liberty itself. Sustainable development is an international program that is designed to control everything from the cradle to the grave and from the bedroom to the boardroom. A key point is to recognize that Agenda 21 is a top-down, global-to-local action plan. And you as an individual or as part of a group can make a difference once you recognize the tentacles. Now, one must understand that Agenda 21 invades every county across the country. You say, well, how can it do that? Well, the global to local program orchestrated includes all agencies of the federal government, 2,000 NGOs or non-governmental organizations, 2,000 NGOs that sweep the country. The NGO status is an accreditation granted by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development. Now, NGOs include the National Teachers Association, the Sierra Club, the American Chamber of Commerce, the American Farm Bureau. You see, we're getting it from all sides. What we learn as we study sustainable development is that it is the left-right consensus, the process of creating consensus between the left-right, is the implementation of sustainable development. So we see organizations from across the left-right political spectrum that are dedicated to bringing about world government. Now, let's look at how Agenda 21 Sustainable Development invades every county, and why that is a bad thing. To describe sustainable development, I want to illustrate a pattern represented by what's called the three E's and its variants. Now, the three E's are the guiding construct of sustainable activists. And by understanding the three E's, we're able to learn what to be leery of. Now, the three E's are equity, economy, and environment. They're often shown as three interconnecting circles. And when we get back from this break, we'll take a look and examine what those three E's really mean, because we must begin to understand what they really mean and understand the pattern in which we are used, or the American...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRA since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon, of course, is Michael Shaw. We're talking about Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. It's planned by the elite, and they know what they're going to do. They're going to destroy America as a sovereign nation, impoverish our people, and probably eliminate a large segment of them. And, of course, they're working through the process of so-called sustainable development, but all of this really is about socialism, about control and regulation. So you pick up the story there.
Well, we're talking about the illustration they call the three E's. Understanding the three E's is a big step toward being able to recognize the thousand points of darkness that emanate from sustainable development policy. Now, the three E's of sustainable development are environment, equity, and economy. But it's the meaning of those words that's attached to those words that's what's very disclosing about the nature of sustainable development. Economy means the international redistribution of America's wealth. And we're all beginning to feel the consequences of our lost industries in this country. Many have anticipated the problem that would bring for a long time. But with sustainable development, we begin to understand that it was an organized globalist effort to bring about a one-world government operating on the principles of sustainable development. Now, second, under economy, is the replacement of free enterprise with government-business partnerships. Today it's called public-private partnerships. And if you look out there, you'll find public-private partnerships occurring everywhere, where it's obvious, like the government's takeover of banks here in the last year, to where it's much less obvious, where your local government only allows its approved sustainable development smart growth builders to do the building. The concept of public-private partnership is no different than the concept of economic fascism, originated last century by Benito Mussolini and deployed by Adolf Hitler. Now, equity, the second E, is about using sociology. Anybody familiar with Auguste Comte, the early 19th century philosopher, know that he is the father of sociology. Based his religious premise, really, on the idea of world government emanating from, and he anticipated, Paris. Well, we're now in Switzerland for the base of world government, but he came pretty close to locating its origin. But anyway, the notion of equity under sustainable development is to use sociology and the law, converting from equal justice to social justice, in order to re-engineer humanity. That's to use sociology and the law to re-engineer humanity. Now, the third E is the one everybody hears about. It's the environment. Nobody can say that government doesn't have a legitimate role in protecting the cleanliness of the water and the cleanliness of the air and its role in protecting one citizen's property from pollution coming from another. That's the extent of government's role. Instead, we have government macro-managing everything, using the endangered species to all kinds of regulatory authority to control land use, all kinds of governmental mandates to control the education process. You see, today, the environment is putting nature over man, and is training up our citizenry to believe that dynamic. So the three E's are all about the necessities of future action for changing the human experience. Now, the Agenda 21 is the globalist program for the 21st century. It has three broad objectives. First is the step-by-step abolition of private property. Now, anyone who thinks that that's not what the UN stands for needs to simply start reading what the UN puts out. When the U.S. government agrees with the UN to implement Agenda 21 inside the United States and to do it administratively, that is, through the government agencies and through their NGO implementers spread out across the country, people don't get a real vision of what's going on. It's nothing we voted for. It's nothing that Congress debates. It isn't a treaty requiring an agreement. I've been told by a congressman that every member of Congress knows about and supports sustainable development. So there's plenty of reasons for us to begin to know what it is. Now, one of the cardinal principles of sustainable development is to create a system of regionalism. Charlotte Iserbeet, a former Federal of Education Department official and one very critical of the existence of the Federal Department of Education, says that regionalism is communism. Well, that makes sense if you contrast a communist political system with the traditional American political system, which was very reliant on political boundaries. The sustainable movement seeks to eliminate political boundaries and substitute regions with unelected councils making the decisions. It was Ronald Reagan who said back in the 1970s that California's government was out of date, it was horse and buggy, and it needed to create a sense of regionalism. Today we have the Regional Air Quality Control Board, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, we have the regional transportation systems. Regionalism now runs our political dynamic. Regionalism erases political boundaries. A republic cannot exist without establishing boundaries. Regionalism is how Soviet and fascist systems operate. There's an organization called ABAG, the Association for Bay Area Governments. They are typical of a regional non-elected council. Organizations in the state of California and across the country, like ABAG, work also to advance the Wildlands Project and smart growth. The Wildlands Project works to remove many people from rural lands, while smart growth herds us into crowded, sustainable, or smart communities with stack 'em and pack 'em housing all along rail lines. Go to our website and get in these PowerPoint sections and see the Biodiversity and Wildlands Project for the USA. This map was compiled by Dr. Michael Kaufman, as he and others obtained inside information at the UN headquarters, able to allow them to draw this map and present it to the U.S. Senate just days before this biodiversity assessment report was to become treaty law. Well, the good news is that because this map was shown, it didn't become treaty law, but administratively, the Departments of Interior and the rest of them have been implementing the policies of the UN's Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which is designed to herd people into smart growth communities. Everybody now has heard the term smart growth, and move people off the wildlands area, which is why so many ranchers and farmers are having such difficulty today. Another example of a non-elected council is an organization called ICLEI, which stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives and Local Governments for Sustainability. When we come back, we'll talk a bit about ICLEI.
They just love these long alphabet letters, but it's all about control at a fascist society.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $49 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest this afternoon is Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. And before we go on, Michael, I want you to get your telephone number out there. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get in your great information.
Well, our phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. The organization is freedomadvocates.org. You can find us at the web. And I think when there, you'll find as a user-friendly full analysis of sustainable development issues as you'll find anywhere, and plenty of tools that you can use in your neighborhood to help inform your friends and neighbors and relatives, because it is going to take that kind of household-to-household hard work if the American experience is going to be salvaged, because the momentum of sustainable development as against this nation is overwhelming. Both major political parties are fully committed to sustainable development. You can go to our site and find out just how and why. And with these 2,000 NGOs roaming the countryside, including the National Teachers Association and all kinds of very instrumental organizations in this country, you begin to realize that we really are on the verge, that Obama is not doing anything new. He's just accelerating the pace of the implementation of this global order.
And, Chris, I think people have to really understand this is a subversive movement. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it is subversive. It's intent upon subverting our Constitution. The Constitution is still the law of the land, and these people hate the Constitution. They want power, and they want to destroy this nation, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Michael, 1-800-259-5791. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, before the break, we were talking about ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And they operate out of Canada with a single office in Berkeley, California. But notwithstanding that, 550 communities across America have signed contracts with ICLEI to implement their sustainability action program. Now, these contracts require fees. These are taxpayer fees being paid to ICLEI for purposes of implementing global sustainable development in your town. Now, I don't know of a single town where the elected officials stand up and actually advertise to their community that this is what they've done. But when combined and pushed by the Democrat and Republican parties, both clear advocates for sustainable development, that means one world government, they find plenty of people at the local elected levels to allow the NGOs in to run their counties. Now, if you belong to an ICLEI community, and you can check out who's an ICLEI by going to freedomadvocates.org and looking at our work on ICLEI, but if you're in one of those towns, you've got something ahead of you. By yourself to begin with, or joining with others, begin to expose what your city leaders are doing. We've moved a long ways down the road toward global governance in so many ways, from trade policies to land use policies, and on and on, that if we don't do something about it fairly soon, it's David Rockefeller who says 2012 is the year of the new world's birth, whatever that might mean.
Well, let's hope that he's wrong. We've got Jim calling us from West Virginia. Hi, Jim. You have a question for our guest.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to ask, what all can you tell us about the International Property Maintenance Code? A horrible story. It's the second biggest financial scam in U.S. history, and I can't get anybody to run with it.
Well, there is a guy who does. His name is Will Roberts.
Will Roberts. I've done shows with him.
Okay. Well, he's the guy I know on that subject if I've got to ask a question. The specifics of that I'm not particularly familiar with. I can say to other listeners, though, that it's a giant plan to make your local ordinances conform with international standards that certainly have no respect for private property.
Can I give you a one-minute synopsis?
Sure.
Okay, it's not even a legitimate law. They can adopt it without any kind of legislative process. It's a code that is adopted, and the code official is a sole interpreter. And he can fine you out of your house and jail you if he says anything is not in good working order or any unsanitary condition. We've been hit with this thing. Now, we got out of it by taking it to Derry Brownfield. Anyway, any unsanitary conditions such as bags of grass clippings in our case or any plant he deems as noxious weed every day is a separate mandatory misdemeanor. $555 for every day in Charles, West Virginia, and or a month in jail. He can enter your house whenever he deems reasonable because he's a sole interpreter. He can kick you out of your house. He can tear your house down with your stuff in it, send you a bill for the demolition, place a lien on it, steal it, and no insurance I know of will cover your losses. It's statewide in six states, and it was like in two towns in Ohio 3 years ago. It's like 150 or something like now.
Well, I think that we need to let people understand this, but it's all part of this move towards a fascist society, and we've just got to expose it, Jim, and I appreciate the synopsis. That's very, very good, and I think it's important. Thanks so much.
If we can get the word out, it will wake up the yuppies, okay? Thank you all.
Well, let's hope we can. Well, we've got W.C. calling us from Texas. Hi, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. I'd just like to say, first of all, I'm 26 years old, and I've been studying this now for, 4 years. And I talk to folks. I try to educate them as much as I can. And I just want to say that where I live at now, now that I'm kind of backtracking, and my family's place has been well with our family since the early 20s, our land and the ranch and stuff. And I just want these elite people to know they will never get this place without a fight. And
well, but the thing is, we've got to get to the situation where you don't have to fight for your land. It's your land. These people are violating the laws. And what we need to do is educate. Do you agree, Michael?
Yeah, because they've got all the technology that would overwhelm any effort to engage in warfare over these issues. You know, they're the ones who said early on, it was Nikita Khrushchev who said, "We will bury you without firing a shot." Well, that's precisely what's happening. And if we pick up and shoot back at something that's not shooting at us, we will be wiped out instantly.
And WC, you have to understand that these are the lawbreakers, and we've got to make people understand our form of government, and that this, the law of our land is still the Constitution, and these people are subversives. Anything you wanted to say quickly before we let you go?
Yes, sir. I just want to say y'all are right, but remember, we have Jesus Christ on our side, and we will be victorious. We've just got to hold firm.
I think we're going to have a long, hard time, but you're going to have to rely on the Lord. I agree with you totally. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about ICLEI. What ICLEI does, it comes into counties and towns that offer, and they offer tricks to use on people to disguise the implementation of Agenda 21. If you're a landowner feeling pressure, you can attribute it to the implementation of Agenda 21 policies affected by your local authorities and affected by the national cabinet offices like Department of Interior. That is the source of our problems today. Our water problems are directly accountable to the same sources. You know, our problem isn't that the water is disappearing. Water never disappears. It just changes form and location. It may become a gas and evaporate into the air, and then it falls again. It may go from here to there, depending upon how it's managed, but the whole trick with water is management. Sustainable policy calls for an end to water management. That's why the California Central Valley now is under such stress. That grows 50% of the food bank for the entire United States. And today it's going fallow because the farmers can't get their hands on water. That is part of the Agenda 21 program.
And they really want to produce a famine. People find it difficult to believe there could be people who want to produce a famine in America, who want to send our jobs overseas, who want to destroy the moral fabric of our society. But that's exactly what's happening. And when you point this out to people, and then, of course, you can get them to start listening to our programs, get them to go to Michael's website, freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. The information is there. You need to get it. You need to tell others about it. You need to help us in this truly epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 postpaid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest is Michael Shaw. We're talking about Sustainable Development Agenda 21, this massive program that permeates every aspect of our life that most people don't even understand, a subversive program they call sustainable development, being pushed by people of great wealth and great power who have a different vision of the world, and using the environment as a vehicle of centralizing power in their hands and destroying the freedom of the American people. Michael, go right ahead.
Well, America is on the road. We're well down the road to becoming a place where the idea that government protects each individual's unalienable rights is formally abandoned. Unalienable rights, including the right to the use and enjoyment of private property, have been, in my opinion, abandoned already in the state of California. If you live here, your continued use of your property is completely vulnerable. The city of San Jose, a very active ICLEI city, promoting smart growth, has declared redevelopment condition for 1/3 of the housing stock of that town. That's a lot of houses, because that represents a population of 300,000 people just who have got this overlay now that allows the government to come in and take their house in order to give it to a smart growth developer to build high-rise living conditions. You see, Agenda 21 is the ultimate retrograde of society. Worse still is that today, technology can be combined with a disregard of the value of human life under Agenda 21 to create conditions where tomorrow's human life will have reason to think the Dark Ages were not so dark by comparison. In the end, we all lose under sustainable development philosophy, and we are close to the time when it's too late to turn back. When that point comes, the global table is where the changing rules will be made. Already, trade policy is set by global institutions. How can you have a sovereign country when you can't set your own trade dynamic? Now is the time to take notice. We should have taken notice a generation or more ago. We need to establish a defense and reverse this trend. People need to reject the idea that only Democrats or only Republicans are wrong on this globalist issue. Leadership in both camps is fully engulfed by the globalist trap. Both parties are firmly committed to the Agenda 21 protocol. The evidence is clear. You'll find it at freedomadvocates.org. You'll find evidence of that dynamic. So what happens when individuals are denied the use and enjoyment of their property? Do those people or others then risk the complete loss of their liberty? Isn't human life dependent upon the protection of liberty and the security of property? These notions lead to the self-evident conclusion. The protection of unalienable rights is our duty. We need to recognize Agenda 21 policies and work in our own communities, in our own individual ways, to stop it. Because now is the time. It has moved too far down the road for us to wait much further. And today, evidence of the failed health system in America, you know, we've got an HMO program. I remember as a young CPA lawyer listening at a luncheon to a fella and a leader in the administration of health care here in California. Proclaimed that HMOs were the path, the desired path, to a single-payer system. We're not dealing with circumstances that have just evolved since Barack Obama became president. They go back a very long time, and the specific methodology for strangling the American potential coming through Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is more recent. It's been evident to us now for 17 years. But in that 17-year period of time, federal agencies, NGOs, other nonprofits, and our whole elected brigade have taken us step by step down the process to sell out our unalienable rights and to force America into a system of global governance. Our fiat money is a major factor in creating these conditions. So it's easy, once you understand fiat money, to know how serious the threat could be. Because to understand fiat money gives one an understanding of how it can be that so much power, economic power turned to political power, exists in the world. How centralized it is into the hands of a few families and their soldiers out there who are working for this sustainable world. A fifth column, you might say, exists across this country and around the world seeking to bring that globalist governance dynamic that disregards the existence of your unalienable rights, including the right to life, liberty, and property. We've got a big job ahead of us. All of us at Freedom Advocates, our job is simply to get you some tools to help you cause other people to understand it, because people listening to this network know, you know, NBC News is not going to report on the government's clear, written path in communication with the UN and in implementation down to the local level of the globalist Agenda 21 program.
Hey, we're going to have to let you go, Michael. We're out of time. Our guest has been Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. The address is webpage freedomadvocates.org. God bless. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you've enjoyed Michael's presentation. We also have some information on this subject, and certainly that would be my syllabus on sustainable development, my talk, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. We have a great four-tape set on sustainable development. And going along with that, of course, is the genocidal program. These people have, because they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. If you have to read their publications, such as the Global Biodiversity Assessment, they talk about this. And certainly, if you get our sustainable development, you'll get my treatise on planned population control. They're already killing the people in Africa. The average life of the black man in Zimbabwe has fallen from about 64 to 34. People are dying there so rapidly they just don't have time for funerals, and they sometimes don't even have time to build the wooden boxes to put them in. But you're not reading about that here. They're suppressing the devastation of the AIDS epidemic because it was created for population control. You haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Pardon me, you need to read it. You also need to read my book, AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Now, when I wrote it, I didn't understand the population control agenda, but I did understand that we weren't trying to stop the spread of AIDS, and we're still not trying to stop the spread of AIDS any more than we're trying to stop malaria. We're allowing those blacks to die in Africa, probably close to 3 million a year. They're lying about the number. Why? Because there's an intense hatred of blacks. You have to understand this is all about eugenics. The elite, of course, believe in the superiority of the white race. It's about time that the Christians of this country realize that all men are brothers. Every man is made in the image and likeness of God. And just because it's happening in Africa, well, that doesn't excuse us for not being involved, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. You need to get my talk on population, planned population reduction, my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide, and then the video, Population Control. If you get any of those, you can ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph. We'll send it to you free of charge, or you can read it at our website at radioliberty.com. You need to get my syllabus and my talk on sustainable development. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will remember we're having an all-day seminar, 25th of October, and it's going to be bringing a guest in from all over the country. In fact, Catherine Albrecht will be with us this next hour, will be there. And then, of course, we've got our material on the planned police state. On concentration camps, we've got a concentration camp special. You need to have this information. We've got a DVD on concentration camps. It's called America Behind Barbed Wire. We were talking about this long before some of the new things that are coming out. So if you want to get our concentration camp special, my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and we're going to be talking about, well, what are we going to be talking about today, Catherine?
Hey, well, good to join you, Dr. Stan. A couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about what's coming up with a smart grid.
All right, fine.
Lots of news swirling around that. I also want to talk about Google's new proposal to do micropayments to access news on the Internet. I think that's going to have a big impact. Both of those issues are going to have a huge impact on our privacy and allow a little more snooping into our business, and I think most of us would be comfortable with.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead.
Well, let me give you a sense of what's happening with Smart Grid, and people may recall there was an ad during the Super Bowl where they had the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz kind of dancing around, "If I Only Had a Brain," you know, singing that song, as he kind of jumped along a big power transformer. And what that was really about was preparing the American public for this notion that at some point electricity is going to become, quote-unquote, smart. And as I've been cautioning listeners on my own radio program, whenever you hear the word smart in connection with anything that Big Brother could get his tentacles into, you need to run screaming, because what smart means in so many cases is creating the opportunity and the ability for your activity, whatever it is, to be monitored by someone else. And obviously the someone else's in these cases are the someone else's within the federal government. So when you look at the smart grid, huge amounts of money have been allocated for this. Some say it's upwards of $40 billion that have been included in various pieces of the stimulus package when you put it all together. So we've got a huge sum of money. I don't even know that I or anyone else can comprehend the enormity of $40 billion. And what the plan is to have your electrical usage be adjustable from the outside by third parties. And so let me give you a sense. For most of us, the biggest electricity consumers in your home are your oven, your air conditioner, and your dryer, your clothes dryer. And between the three of them, they account for, in some cases, you know, the majority of the electricity that you're using in your home. Also, you know, computers can take up a big chunk of that. Heaters, electric heaters, certainly, if you plug those in, they can be pretty big consumers. But certainly your dryer and your stove. And that's one of the reasons why they even have their own special voltage, because they use so much electricity that they could actually, you know, melt down your circuits otherwise. So what's going to be happening, and what the experts are all telling us, if we take the time to actually listen to them, is that in coming years, and maybe as soon as even next year or the year after, our electricity rates are going to start to go up. And we're going to start seeing this steady upward spiral of electricity rates. And the solution to these upward spiraling electricity rates, which in some cases are going to double or even triple, is going to be to say, well, wait a minute, that's a huge problem. We consumers are going to start demanding a solution, because that's how the Hegelian dialectic works. They give us a problem, we get upset about it, and we ask for a solution. And then they hand us one, tailor-made, usually tailor-made from long before the problem was even introduced. And as these electricity costs go up, they're going to start not rationing electricity, but setting different rates for different times of day for you to actually use the electricity coming from the power company. So right now, because the major consumers of electricity are factories and businesses that are running photocopiers and rubber foundries and you name it, most of that activity is happening during business hours, so between the hours of 8 in the morning and about 5 o'clock in the evening. Those are the hours of peak energy consumption, not because we, the consumer, are using electricity at that point, but because industry is. And so what the power companies are going to do is they're going to start charging a premium for those times of day.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. I guess it's Dr. Kathleen Albrecht, and we're talking about what's happening as far as electricity. And she's pointing out that certainly our electric facilities are under strain. Certainly, we're just not producing enough electricity. And, of course, the reason we're not producing enough electricity is they keep us from building new power plants. They block the utilization of, of nuclear energy. Everybody else in the world can have nuclear energy, but we can't have it here because we don't know what to do with the spent fuel. We can't reprocess it like every other country in the world. We can't build new gas plants. We've got more natural gas than any other country probably in the world. We're not allowed to do that. Oh, we're going to pollute the environment. And then, of course, we've got to tear our dams down for the little fishies. So we're doing away with hydroelectric power. And it isn't that we don't have enough electricity. It's that they will not allow us to have enough electricity because they want to lower our living standards. Once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Go right ahead, Catherine.
Well, and sort of taking that to the next step, so if there's not enough electricity to go around, then what always happens when there's insufficient supply to meet demand is you get into a situation of rationing and rising prices. So what they're going to do, and I'll just cut to the chase here, the plan is that, and I'm just going to make up some random numbers. Let's say that a kilowatt hour of electricity would normally cost you around 15 cents. Well, their plan is to take that number and double or triple it during the day, and maybe cut it in half at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so what's going to happen is just like now, you know, when you get your electric bill, it's got a standard rate. It tells you how many kilowatt hours you used that month. They sum it up by they multiply it by a certain amount per kilowatt hour you get your bill, and that's it. Well, in the future, what's going to happen is they will determine how many kilowatt hours you used at peak hours, how many you used at, you know, rate number two, rate number three, rate number four. And it's going to be a very confusing set of numbers there that show up on your bill. And what's going to happen also is if you get nailed, if you run your dryer at noon instead of waiting until 10 o'clock at night, and you learn that every time you run your dryer, it's costing you $5 or $10 to dry a load of clothes, then you're going to very quickly say, well, gosh, I'm going to stop running my dryer at noon. Now, what makes this even more disturbing is that there is a plan to make these numbers change depending on the load. So on a given day, you won't know. You'll be off at your office typing away. Your wife, you know, may be home doing laundry. Your husband may be mowing, you know, I guess he wouldn't be mowing the lawn. He might be using your electric chainsaw or doing something during the day. And you really wouldn't have any way of knowing what the electricity cost would be. But the power company will know, and if there's strain on the grid, they will automatically raise the price. So the net result at the end of the month is people could get some very, very nasty surprises on their power bill as they see these exorbitant prices. Now, that's disturbing enough, but let me tell you where this gets really, where it gets into my territory of privacy and where I start growing very concerned. The proposal for resolving this problem is to allow the external parties, your power company specifically, to have access to the power consumption going on in your home. So to monitor it through smart monitors, and ultimately to control it through smart appliances. So what you would do, and this is all voluntary, and I'll get into that in a minute, because these programs always start off voluntary before they become mandatory. And once they get 80% of the population doing something voluntarily, that's the magic number to push it over onto everybody as a mandate. So these are all going to start off voluntary. And the idea here is that you would replace your current appliances with these new remote controllable appliances that would be controlled through radio waves, not making this up, where they could literally, if you're running your dryer at noon and the electric rate goes up, you would set a cutoff and you would say, well, when it hits 30 cents a kilowatt hour or 40 cents a kilowatt hour, whatever you want to set it at, then please just reach into my home and turn off my dryer or turn off my air conditioner, or turn off my oven, because I don't want to have the economic hit of seeing the bill at the end of the month. So the infrastructure, and again, let's talk about the size of this infrastructure, $40 billion, according to many estimates, being put towards this from the stimulus package. So our own tax money that has already been extracted from us by force by the government is now being sort of turned into a way of creating this whole system. And what makes me even more worried about it is big companies like Google want to be the ones actually managing all of the appliances in your house. In fact, Google has got a whole energy arm. There was just an article out last week or early this week about Google getting involved in solar panels, where they're actually investing $15 million in trying to find a more efficient way to do solar energy. And you look and you go, Google, they're a search engine, aren't they? Until you begin to realize that they want to be involved in every sector of our lives today. So if you allow Google not only to know everything else about you, which people are unthinkingly doing every day, but also to know when you run your toaster, when you run your dryer, when lights go on and off in your house, the amount of information that would convey is unbelievable. It would let you know, it would let them know when people are home, how many people are home at a given time, how much energy consumption is going on, when you go on vacation. You know, the list is endless as to what they'll be able to determine by these little micro changes in the environment around your house if they can monitor your appliances. So ultimately the plan is electricity will not flow one way into your home like it does today, but it will actually be a two-way stream. Information will flow out of your home as electricity flows into your home. And if people think this is far-fetched and, you know, what is Dr. Albrecht smoking here, let me tell you, in the city of Austin, Texas already, that is one of the test cities for the smart grid, and they have already installed smart thermostats into residents all over Austin. So if you wanted to replace your thermostat, you know, the little thing on the wall that you just set the temperature for your heater, your air conditioner, the energy department there in Austin will give you a free thermostat with a catch. It's a nice new, you know, high-tech computerized gizmo that you know, functions beautifully as a thermostat, worth about $100, 125, maybe 150 installed, and they'll give it to you for free. But the catch is that this thermostat is remote controlled. So your thermostat actually sends information back to the power company letting you know, hey, you know, it's a hot day, it's 110 degrees out, which is pretty typical in Austin in the middle of broiling summer, and you've set your thermostat for 65 degrees. Well, they will know that, and by agreeing to install the thermostat, which, as I said, people all over Austin have done, you give them permission to reach in and turn your thermostat up electronically through radio frequency waves. So they can actually turn it up or literally turn it off. They can turn your air conditioner off through this thing. And people all over Austin who've had these installed, and for the most part, I've been hearing from people whose landlords have put them in because, you know, obviously if you own a lot of apartments, it's a pretty nice cost savings to save $150 per apartment to have somebody else pay for the thermostat and install it for you. So a lot of landlords have done this, and tenants are now reporting that on really hot days, their air conditioner, it's only supposed to go off for 15 minutes an hour, but some people are reporting it's off for an hour or two at a time, and temperatures are reaching, you know, into the 90s in their homes, and no amount of fiddling with that thermostat makes it go back on. So that's just the tip of the iceberg for what they have planned ultimately for us, where no amount of fiddling with your dryer or your toaster or your dishwasher or your oven between the hours of 9 and 5 are going to turn it on unless you're willing to pay absolutely through the nose at exorbitant rates for electricity.
But, of course, Catherine, this is all so absurd because electricity can be produced so cheaply, but they just are blocking it at every turn. And the average individual doesn't understand what's happening. They think it's just sort of natural, and yet there's an organized effort to block the ability to produce electricity here.
Yeah, and, you know, that's an interesting question because I think, like so many other things in the privacy and liberty movement that I know we're both, you know, leading the charge in, like so many other things, there are alternatives, and it is an arms race because there are ways that we as just regular homeowners and even tenants can produce our own electricity. You know, we can just put a solar panel up on our roof. We can use wind turbines. We can use, you know, as individuals, obviously, we're not going to have access to nuclear power, but we certainly have access to a lot of new technologies that I think are going to make this this plan, which, you know, let me back up just for 1 second. The reason this plan scares me is because the one place where we continue to have privacy in this country and the one place where we must put our foot down and hold the line is the home. They watch us on the streets. They watch us in the stores. They watch us in the banks. They watch us as we get on the subway. They record where we go when we fly on an airplane. But they cannot get into our homes, at least not yet. And the minute we start saying, okay, well, for cost savings, and believe me, they're going to raise these rates because it's going to be arm-twisting and it's going to force you to comply. I mean, you're not going to be able to pay $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month, which is what they're going to charge you if you don't comply. So they're going to have all of these wonderful discounts, and it's going to be so efficient and so wonderful if you comply. But by complying, you are allowing them to monitor what goes on inside those sacred four walls of your private domain, of your home. And once you allow that to happen, then all bets are going to be off. Because if you actually allow the government or the power company or a big corporation to reach into your home and literally control what you can do at a given moment with your own property, then once we get kids accustomed to that, we get a good generation growing up accustomed to that, then I'm telling you the next step is going to be the Big Brother-style telescreen, watching you in your bedroom, watching you in the shower, making sure you don't slip on the soap, you know, big sister looking out for you to make sure you're safe. And we are going to have no place of refuge, nowhere we're going to be able to go to get away from that ever-watching gaze of Big Brother.
Well, I share your concern, but I really think, of course, one of the things they really want to do is to begin to lower the living standards here in America, because why should we have so much when people throughout the world have so little? And they, in the Earth Charter, they talk about equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but between nations. They want to transfer our wealth overseas. They want to lower our living standards so we can all be impoverished all throughout the world. And most people find that such a difficult thing to believe. because they don't understand that we're dealing with people who have a different worldview. And, of course, behind that, I believe, are, of course, very powerful spiritual forces. Well, certainly our guest is Dr. Catherine Albrecht, talking about these programs. You're not going to hear this in most places, but she's right on the cutting edge of what's going on. It's always a pleasure to have her here, and we'll be back in just a moment as we explore further what's really going on in the scenes that you're not going to hear about on ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 15, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $999.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,027.86, $513.93 for a half ounce, or $256.96 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,027.86, $513.93, or $256.96.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Dr. Albrecht was talking about the background with the Gillette Manufacturing Company, and of course, they're one of the people who are going along with this whole idea of RFID. They were one of the pioneers in the RFID, that's the radio frequency identification chips that they, of course, want to put in everything. And she was beginning to tell us a little bit about the founder of the Gillette Company. So pick up the story.
Well, King Camp Gillette, and what a name. I'd love to hear more about his parents that thought to name their son King, first of all, as a first name, and then give him a middle name of Camp. But that is his name, King Camp Gillette. I was able to go and get one of his books out of the library, the Widener Library at Harvard, which is second only to the Library of Congress in terms of all the books they have. And they actually had an original, oh, I don't know, it was like 1910, I'm somewhere around there, 1910 copy of one of King Camp Gillette's books. So in addition to being the creator of the disposable razor blade, which really launched this whole disposable culture that we live in, and that's sort of its own story. Maybe we'll have a moment to talk about that in a second. But in addition to doing that, he was also a social reformer. He had big dreams about what he wanted to see happen to the people of the United States. And the reason I found his book so interesting, it actually opens with a poem by the devil. So it's I think you'd find this man fascinating.
I think I would probably.
Dr. Stan. So he opens with a poem by the devil, and he talks about how, you know, we're standing on the brink of a whole new world, and, you know, the devil's looking out, and he's sort of bemoaning the fact that he's not totally in control. It's really a very disturbing and weird poem. And then in his book, he paints, again, this sort of utopian picture, which I think for most of us would be a nightmare, not a utopia. But he paints a picture of everyone going to live, of all places, at Niagara Falls. And he even has diagrams in his book of these housing units that we would all live in. And they would be these multi-story skyscrapers. Every home in them would be identical. All of the food would be centrally prepared by a central facility for this entire community where literally millions of people would live. So he was going to relocate the population of the entire United States and put them all up in the Niagara Falls area where there's plenty of water and prepare them healthy meals as determined by dietitians. And, of course, that just sends shudders down my spine because, you know, that would be soy and high fructose corn syrup and aspartame and every other horrible Splenda nightmares right now. Imagine if we didn't have the opportunity to even choose our own food. He would have very specific cultural experiences that everyone would have together. Everyone would, we would all enjoy the same flowers that would be placed at every floor of this building that we would all, you know, they would all be uniform and identical and everything would be sterile and perfect and we'd be issued our clothing rations by a central authority. Really nightmarish. And you have to realize he was coming up with these ideas before communism had even been tested as a system on this planet. And writing it all out. Well, when you look at those plans, he's not the only one. I mean, you can find literally hundreds of writers throughout the late 1800s, early 1900s, with their utopian plan, and they all involve this central planning concept of reducing, there's no other way to look at it, reducing our standard of living, making it so that we own no property, making it so that we all live sort of in a dormitory style under the watchful eye of someone smarter, wiser, and better than us, who would be an authority, who would determine every aspect of our lives right down to the clothes we wear and the flowers we're allowed to see. So, you know, this is not new. And if people look around right now, they're finally after, 100 years, getting to the point where they've got the mass communication, they've got the technology, they've got the capability, and they've got the political power to actually start pulling some of this stuff off. And it frightens me when I look at what's in that stimulus bill to realize how they've taken our money from us to pay for these kinds of systems. We've got billions of dollars allocated towards electronic medical records. So even if Obamacare doesn't go forward, there's going to be radical changes in the way that you deal with your doctor, your HMO, your pharmacist, your over-the-counter CVS pharmacy, whatever it is. Radical changes are going to happen in there because the money's already been earmarked for it, and they're working behind the scenes to create that right now, where every visit, every sniffle, every sneeze is going to be noted by the federal government. You know, Obamacare or not, it's going to happen. They're doing it. And once again, I hate to keep coming back to Google, but Google's got their tentacles deep into that pie as well. Google wants to be the ones to manage your electronic medical record, courtesy of huge payments by the federal government. And in fact, I think I might have mentioned this on a previous show, but it bears repeating. Here in Massachusetts, Blue Cross Blue Shield has already been turning over medical records to Google. So, you know, people have the disconcerting experience of being told, hey, Google's got your records. Log on here if you want to see them. Creepy stuff.
And that's how we're going to maintain our privacy. You know, nobody ever says, how could you possibly, you know, maintain privacy and put your medical records up on the Internet? It seems to be just the opposite. But we're told, you know, you're not to question. I mean, you'll just go right along. And if you were to suggest that this is a lie, why, we'll have you investigated by Congress and demonized. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Of course, our guest, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and we're really talking about King Ken Gillette, of course, the man who created the Gillette Company, which is now combined with Procter & Gamble to become one of the largest companies in the world. Of course, you have to understand, if you've ever read the plan was really laid out in a book written in the 1880s by a man named Edward Bellamy. It was called Looking Backward, and there he talked about the brave new world of the future. From somebody had fallen asleep, woke up in the year 2000, but he talked about how at that time why all the corporations of the world had merged into one great corporation. The big corporation and government were the same. Everything was controlled. Everybody was happy. And, of course, he also mentioned that, at that time, in the year 2000, now remember, the book is written in 1888. But he says, you know, but at that time, in the year 2000, a credit card will be just as good in Europe as gold once was. A credit card would be just as good in Europe as gold once was. They knew exactly what was going to happen. These people are following a diabolical plan. Well, before we go on, Catherine, I'd like you to get your website out and tell people how they get to hear your radio programs, and then we'll get back to King Ken Gillette. Go right ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. My radio program broadcasts on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. I'm on Monday through Friday talking about a whole variety of issues. We talk about health, we talk about Big Brother surveillance, politics, and we conclude every week with Good News Friday to send you off in a good mood to the weekend after what sometimes can be some disturbing information. And you can find that program by going to KatherineAlbrecht.com. I've got all of the links to my books, my other websites, and all of that is at KatherineAlbrecht.com. That's Catherine with a K, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. My last name is Albrecht, A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T. So KatherineAlbrecht.com will give you a link to where you can listen to the program, either on your local radio dial or on the Internet streaming live. And then we've also got websites up at antichips.com. That's our human microchip implant clearinghouse, probably the single most informative website on the Internet on human microchip implants with many years of extensive research that I've done, including the research that we did discovering that microchip implants cause cancer in laboratory animals. Between 1 and 10% of mice and rats injected with Verichip implants develop cancer around the implant within a matter of, within a matter of months. We've also got a 40-plus page FAQ, frequently asked questions of everything you'd ever want to know about implantable microchips, free of charge, at antichips.com. We do ask, if you use the information on the website, please make a donation and support us, because I've been doing this work as a volunteer for 10 years. And then you can also go to spychips.com, which is the website for our best-selling, award-winning expose, Spy Chips, on RFID, radio frequency identification. All right, getting back to this notion of King Camp Gillette, or the background on him, and it's King, K-I-N-G, Camp, C-A-M-P, like a summer camp, King Camp Gillette. And what he hit upon, which caused him to become immensely famous and wealthy and influential, was an idea that products, items, I wouldn't even say products, because it was just items, physical things that you own, could become disposable. Prior to the invention of the safety razor and the disposable razor, a razor was a straight-edged knife. And, in fact, you've probably seen them. Maybe your grandfather shaved with one. It was a straight-edged knife. It would fold up. Usually it would have an ivory handle and a little hinge and a straight blade. And you would use a strop, which was a sharpening tool, to kind of keep it in good shape. And men would use a straight razor, oftentimes handing it down to their own sons, using one that had been handed down to them by their fathers. So you could have a single razor that could literally last for decades. What King Camp Gillette hit upon was this idea that you would create a razor, you would use metal, you would use all of the same resources that could normally be created for a razor that would last for decades, and throw it away after a week or two. And this idea was absolutely scandalous at the time. It took a long time even for him to turn a profit, because people were horrified at the idea that you would take a perfectly good metal blade, use it until it got dull, and then not resharpen it, that you just throw it in the garbage can. And it eventually, with a lot of persistence on his part, the idea took off. And it has really, I will say revolutionized, but I don't think necessarily in a good way, it's revolutionized the way we live. If you think about it today, think about the number of things that you purchase that are disposable, and the answer is virtually every bit of packaging you buy. Well, prior to King Camp Gillette and the disposable notion of products, if you wanted to buy a gallon of milk or a half gallon of milk, you would have a bottle, and you would give the bottle to the milkman, and he would fill it. And after you were done drinking the milk, you'd wash out the bottle, you'd give it back to him, you'd take it to his facility and sterilize it, fill it with milk again, and then deliver it to somebody else. Same thing with Coca-Cola bottles. You know, a lot of us are old enough to remember when Coke bottles were glass and Coke dispensers were machines, and the glass was in there. And the glass would kind of be frosted because it had been used, you know, 20, 30 times before, filled with other bottles of Coke, sold to other people. Nowadays, everything is sold in disposable packaging, which is one of the reasons why our landfills are filling up. It's one of the reasons why we're running out of natural resources. It's one of the reasons why we have to expend so much electricity in running these factories to create milk cartons and aluminum soda cans and everything else. Light bulbs, perfect example. Light bulbs don't have to burn out. They're made specifically designed to burn out. They're made to be disposable. They could make light bulbs that could last for 10, 20, 30 years if they chose to. But they don't, because they want you to have to buy more. So King Camp Gillette really created this production, factory, consumer-oriented world that we live in today. You know, think about it. I'm looking just around the office that I'm in right now. Ballpoint pens. You run out, you don't refill them. Well, back then they had fountain pens. You would buy a pen, and it would last you a lifetime, and you'd hand it on to your daughter or to your son at your passing. And, pens would be handed down literally through generations. Fountain pens, plume pens, you know, quill pens. These sorts of things, you know, a quill pen would be something that you would dispose of, but it came from nature to begin with. But this idea that we would, for example, use a car. I mean, great example, Cash for Clunkers. They're taking perfectly functional cars. When you turn in a car for Cash for Clunkers, the dealer gives you your $3,500 or $4,500 credit, but then he takes your car and he pours a gunk into the engine, runs it for 5 minutes, and destroys the engine. And throws it away, literally throws it away for scrap. That's the end of it. You know, that kind of a notion 100 years ago would have been unheard of. And we owe all of this to this single man, King Camp Gillette. So I just found it fascinating that this man who wrote poetry to the devil and, wanted this horrible communist utopia before the word communism even existed, also was the person who ushered in, you know, essentially the notion of the enormous giant stuffed landfill and the notion of using extraordinary amounts of resources to produce stuff that we use once and throw away. Fascinating.
Well, I think it's one of the things you've been talking about, of course, the electricity, how the price is going to go up. Of course, everybody's buying electric cars. Isn't it wonderful now? You buy an electric car for $40,000 or $50,000, and all you have to do is just plug this in, and you're going to save all that money on gasoline. Well, what happens when the price of electricity doubles or triples? Nobody ever mentions that. Go right ahead.
Boy, that's going to be a disaster. And let me tell you something else about those hybrid cars. I would not own one, and the main reason is because I have not yet seen any studies on their safety. The New York Times last year was issuing some very disturbing articles about the level of EMF radiation, the level of electrical ambient electrical waves that you're exposed to inside of one of those cars. And we know there's been a lot of research, especially through the 70s and the 80s, of exposure to electrical currents. So, for example, if you live under a power line, they were finding that people who lived under power lines had higher levels of childhood leukemia, higher levels of other chronic illness, and they associated these electrical waves with illness. We also know that, for example, pregnant women shouldn't sleep under electric blankets where they've got an electrical field on top of them. They've even said that you shouldn't sleep too close to your alarm clock because it's also emitting an electrical field. Well, when you get inside of one of these cars, you are surrounded head to toe. It's as though you went into an EMF chamber. It's like you climbed inside your cell phone. You know, you are surrounded on all sides in a little cocoon of EMF. And a lot of people who are driving these hybrid cars have been reporting all sorts of symptoms: sleepiness, inability to concentrate, losing their sense of being in control while on the road, headaches, fatigue, difficulty sleeping, all kinds of crazy problems. And when they took some measurement equipment into these cars, and I don't know if this has been resolved, but it certainly was the case a year or so ago, they found just off the chart levels of exposure to electromagnetic frequency energy inside of these cars. So until they resolved that, and, you know, it got that's the kind of research, it was reported, and then all of a sudden everybody fell completely silent. You didn't hear a single other word about it, and I haven't seen it in the paper since. But I would say anybody who's considering buying a hybrid car, you may want to, you know, go on the internet, and for $200 you can buy an EMF detector, and go to the showroom before you actually buy your $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 car, and take that EMF detector in it when you take it for a test spin, and look at whether those levels are off the chart, because you want to find that out before you buy the car, not after you've owned it for 6 months and you're sick.
Well, you know, it seems like we're under attack from all sides. I mean, they're doing so many things to make us unhealthy, and the average individual has no idea what's happening. They just don't understand why they don't feel well or their wife doesn't feel well. But go right ahead.
Well, and, you know, I think sometimes it's even unintended consequences. You know, I doubt anybody sat down and said, hey, you know, let's create a big EMF coffin and stick people in it and call it a car. But what happens is they create these things. And then they find out after the fact, after they've already invested, you know, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars in development and research and development and production and in factory tooling and all of the things that go into creating a car, you know, imagine that you're the guy who's sitting there as a VP of a big motor company and you discover that your cars have this problem. Well, you're not going to recall them all. You're not going to, you know, destroy, you know, millions of dollars worth of inventory. You're going to kind of cross your fingers and hope nobody finds out and sell it anyway. So I think in so many cases, it's not an intentional plan to make us sick, but it's a deviousness on the part of people who've realized that something will make us sick, and then they don't tell us. And those are the people, I think, there's certainly a level of hell reserved for people who know something's unhealthy and sell it anyway. You can't help but think of Nestle selling bad infant formula to people in third world countries, knowing that it was missing crucial ingredients and would cause brain damage, but they did it anyway.
Well, there's so much of this goes on, certainly with the vaccines. Here in America, they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but we've left it in for the children, the little black and little brown children in other countries. Well, why would they take it out here and leave it in over there, Chris? Well, that's another subject entirely. Anyway, go right ahead, Catherine.
Yeah, well, you know, actually speaking of that, we also, when you look at mercury amalgam fillings, they have been banned in countries in Europe, but they're still being used here. But they're being used almost entirely for inner-city children and minority children. Those are the people who are getting the mercury amalgam fillings. Upper-middle-class white kids in wealthier parts of the country and in wealthier communities are all getting the composite resin fillings that don't contain the mercury. But they're still using the mercury fillings for these low-income kids. So, you know, it's happening even in this country. It's not just overseas. It's happening here, where if you are one of the have-nots, then, you know, you really get the bum end of the stick pretty much every time. One more thing I want to say, Dr. Stan, I know I started off this program saying I was going to talk about Google and micropayments, so let me make sure to get that in so listeners don't think I forgot. There is a story out that Google has proposed something called micropayments for news websites, and they're going to introduce a platform to do this next year. Now, this scares the heck out of me, because if you look at my computer right now, and I'm a radio host, so just like you, I research, you know, I don't know, dozens of topics every day, and I have tons of windows open, ABC News, Information Week, Wired Magazine, you name it, CNN, WorldNet Daily, they're all open and they're all on my screen. If there's something interesting going on, I can click it and I can just read it. Well, what Google wants to do is make it so that all of those news websites, which currently are reliant on advertising revenue, you know, I go to CNN, I go to whatever, and there's an ad, and that's how they pay for it. I get to see it for free, in exchange for which I look at the ads. That's the model. Google wants to change that, because advertising revenue apparently is now, in this economy, it's getting harder to come by. There's more competition for websites where you can put your ads, so it's getting harder to attract those advertisers. So what Google wants to do is start charging us to see those pages. So the idea is you would pay a micropayment, maybe a penny, maybe a half a penny, maybe a tenth of a penny, maybe 10 cents, depending on the website, to every time you logged on to CNN, every time you went to ABC News, every time you went to Reuters or AP or wherever it was, you would pay a fraction of a cent, and Google would keep track of this, and they would manage your payments. Now, here's why this is awful. It's not the money, because, you know, probably someone with our level of surfing might pay, oh, I don't know, $10, $20, $30 a month, which, you know, we could afford. But the real problem is that it would create two enormous, enormous downsides. Number one, they would know every page you saw and every bit of news you absorbed. Google would make a record of that and know every place you went on the Internet that had the system. And number two, in order to manage the payments, you would have to provide authentication so you could be identified when you went on the web. So not only would they know where that account was going, but they would know who held the account. And they could, imagine you're in court and someone says, well, I want to know all the websites that Dr. Stan Monteith's been looking at. Well, you know, look at this. It's all conservative or it's all libertarian or it's all liberal or it's all whatever. They could paint a very frightening picture of your politics, of your attitudes, of the knowledge in your brain, and literally come up with a map of your thinking on the basis of the sorts of news that you've been looking at. So they could determine, you know, all the sheep are looking at celebrity news. That's great. Watch things about Britney and Angelina Jolie. Those people are safe. But, hey, those people logging on, reading about swine flu, reading about Ron Paul, reading about, name your concern, RFID. You know, all the things that came up in that Homeland Security terrorist report, the homegrown terrorists. You know, do you oppose abortion? They'll know it. Are you concerned about constitutional issues? They'll know it. All of those sorts of things would be tracked by Google on top of what they already track. So I'm going to say what I always say when people say, well, what's my alternative? I am a huge fan and so much a fan that I'm helping promote them of a company called StartPage. Talked about them on the show before. StartPage.com is the alternative to Google. They're a search engine, but they don't record your searches or your IP address, and you can search for anything at StartPage.com. Start like start protecting your privacy. And I love this company, third-party certified. They love they're big privacy fans, and they have been essentially I've vetted them forward and backwards, and they're not recording what you're doing on the internet. So I'm encouraging people, get away from Google, and whatever happens, don't sign up for a Google micropayment system. We've got to fight that.
All right, I think that's a great idea. And, of course, I think that we have to realize that there is a plan to get dossiers on literally every person in this country to know what they think, who they're writing to, what they're watching on television. Everything about you is going to be in that dossier. And, well, anyway, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Our guest has been Dr. Calvin Albrecht. Of course, you hear on Genesis every afternoon. And we'll be back in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Well, our guest has been Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Always a pleasure to have her with us, and thanks very much for being with us, Catherine.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I do hope our listeners would, well, certainly take her advice, and she's suggesting you give up Google if you have a computer and get on the start page. And I think that she's absolutely right. I think that we do not want to support the people who are part of this whole program of destroying individual freedom. And there are a lot of people out there who believe in freedom. We are the majority. We're 99% of the people. I believe there's probably less than 1% of the people who really are all totally dedicated to the other side, who've gone over to the dark side. And Sydney, we're the majority. We have the power. Let's start asserting it. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you once again about our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October, and we're going to have Dr. Cawthon Albrecht as a guest, and William Grieg will be here, Tom Horn, Ashley Mode. It's going to be a great time. We are serving lunch, so you're going to have a reservation. We want to mention our new CD sets. We have a new 4-CD set on the Financial Armageddon Update, Financial Armageddon Update. That's a 4-CD set, different from my talk on the Financial Armageddon, my DVD. We have a new 4-CD set on the Shack. We have a new 4-CD set on the swine flu vaccine. And I hope you've made your mind up that you're not going to be taking the swine flu vaccine shot, because I will tell you, I've been spending days going to the press offices at all the major alphabet companies and bureaus in Washington, D.C., and nobody will tell me what's in the vaccine, but I know what's in the vaccine, and they're going to do a bait and switch on this, but they're not going to tell the American people. Well, you, Chris, that will be covered in my next newsletters and some of our talks, but believe me, there are people who have a different agenda, who have used the vaccines to destroy the lives of millions of Americans, children, and hundreds of millions of children throughout the world. If you haven't heard the DVD by Dr. David Ayoub, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, you need to get it because it comes with this free CD-ROM that will have literally 1,000 or more pages of scientific and government reports pointing out they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know that they're poisoning your children. Why do you think one in every six American children has a learning or neurodevelopmental abnormality? One in nine children has asthma. One between 60 and 90 boys has autism. You don't see it in the Amish children because they don't take the vaccines, and they know that. They're poisoning your children. You need to get the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Russell Blaylock. You need to get our 4-CD set, Vaccine Update 2009. And then you need to get your friends to understand that there are people who are using, as Bertrand Russell said, diet injections and injunctions to control the minds of the children. Diet injections or injunctions, page 53 of his book, The Impact of Science on Society. You need to get the information. We have Neil Miller's wonderful books entitled Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? His book on autism, which is largely the congressional hearings that were totally suppressed by the controlled media. And then, of course, his new larger book, The Vaccine Safety Manual, which I'm in the process of reading through right now. Fascinating material, and you need to help us get it out. And then, of course, to understand what's going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness and or the talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on the Forbidden Secret, our talk on the Financial Armageddon, and both of them come with syllabuses ready to give you the overview of what's happening. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive